Good morning. We are talking with Tad, Cassie, and Dave. Tad and Cassie are the Oktoberfest royalty for Oktoberfest coming up here in Prairie du Chien. And Dave, you just get to be joined by royalty.
I do. I enjoy it. They're probably going to be very modest, but it's fun being with the royalty. I was royalty last year.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, and I got to be Festmaster. It's a great time, and I know Tad's going to have a fun time. And I think I'm going to let them do all the talking today. I was here last year visiting with you as well. But the one thing I want to share is that the Fest royalty that we have is... they're going to be modest and say, oh, no, not really. But these are two of the people on our committee and on our board that really put the time in and the behind-the-scenes work that make our Oktoberfest in Prairie du Chien one of the best, if not the best.
All right. And, of course, we're talking with Tad. You are the Fest Master and Cassie.
Correct, yep.
Miss Oktoberfest. So I'll let you guys kind of talk about some of the highlights of the event. Of course, the event happening here in Prairie du Chien, October 15th through the 18th, so I'll let you guys kind of take over.
All right, well, I'll talk a little bit, and then I'll give it to Cassie. So my job is really the ambassador for the Oktoberfest. Supposed to go to all the events and kind of public relations and get my picture taken, as with Cassie, and just basically show up at all the events. So last year, I ran the Hammerschlagen. I've done that for a number of years. This year, my role's kind of changed a little bit. Now I'm going to actually be able to see a lot of the events that we put on.
I don't know if my German accent will come through as well as these two gentlemen's does, but I will try. I've been a part of Oktoberfest since 2018, and if you know Mike Ulrich or either of these two gentlemen sitting next to me, they're really good at not hearing the word no. So when they volunteer you for something, it's more like you're voluntold, but I'm so happy that it's gotten to be that point, because I've attempted to step back when things are busy, and I think I would have missed it had I done that. So the best part about Oktoberfest for me is the behind the scenes and planning and seeing all the work that goes into it from people who are compassionate about bringing fun events to our community. And the best part about Oktoberfest is it's long. You have 15th through the 18th. It builds each day, gets a little bit more, hits a broader network of people, and by the grand finale, the big day on the 18th, we're looking at hitting children and families activities and adult only activities and music and food. The food part is amazing. The menu stays pretty consistent because we have just our favorites that keep coming back. And then now we are going on to later evening hours with the Rotary.
Yes,
taking over,
clubs, yes.
Taking over and allowing to hit a whole nother target of people that maybe can't make it throughout the day.
So I know you kind of want to talk about some of the events specifically that are happening tied in with Oktoberfest. So I'll let you kind of talk about some of those.
One of the things on Saturday that wasn't mentioned, and then I'll work my way back in the week. We have a parade starting at 10 o'clock, and that is always a fun time, a fun parade. This parade is different because we start in the People's State parking lot and work our way down to the island and then immediately begin our Oktoberfest formalities with the national anthems of Germany as well as the United States. So now let's go back to Friday. That's actually the day that we have our tapping of the keg and music as well at the backwater and another fun time. Thursday, day before, is a card tournament at the Eagles Club, as well as some music. And actually, being the Festmaster last year, that was the first time I'd actually been there. But that Eagles Club gets very full of people playing cards that day and then listening to the music into the evening time. Wednesday, bingo over at Huffman Hall. And there are a lot of fun activities going on there as well. We give some prizes as well for Oktoberfest, some buttons, a $4 entry with the buttons. So they get those as well. And that's just a lot of fun time with kind of a German feel to bingo.
All right. Anything else you guys wanted to add? I mean, I know, like I said, there's a lot going on over the course of the week for the event.
Highlighting that there's enough going on at the event all day long. You can come and go. You know, if you're here getting a hotel room, if you live here, you can take a break, come back. It really is a long day. I don't feel like it goes by quickly. I feel like every event gets the attention that it deserves, and we purposefully try to space it out that way so people aren't feeling torn between two events. They're able to watch someone down a gallon of sauerkraut all the way to little kids holding root beer and crying when they lose.
Yes, you got the root beer stein holding, you know. And yeah. I know you talked about this off air a little bit, but, you know, there's stuff for families. There's stuff for, you know, that's geared towards adults only. You know, it wouldn't be Oktoberfest if there wasn't some beer. So, you know, there if you want to indulge that way. But also there's a lot going on for families, so you can bring the whole family. And somebody mentioned buttons. It is just $4 for a button, correct? And where can you get buttons in advance, or do you get them that day?
So we do have them that night. Okay. At the waterfront, but we also have local businesses around. There's 11 local businesses from everything from Mississippi Meats to City Hall, Hoffman Hall. There's a number of places that do have them, and we do sell them at the gate.
Okay. And there's year, no, like, price hike when you get to the gate.
No, yeah, right. Still $4. This year, though, we are requiring anybody that buys beer or food has to have a button. Okay. So we haven't done that in the past. We've been pretty lax on that. But this year, we want to make sure that everybody has a button.
It's kind of one of those insurance reasons.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That, and quite honestly, the buttons do a lot of the support for our music. Our music is not free, and these
nothing
bands,
is free.
Isn't that the truth? And the bands, but we have great bands. And one of the things I was going to say is, you know, we have the German bands, of course, but we also have polka music throughout the day, and the button box will be back. That's always a favorite of some of the older people. Something like an accordion, but beautiful music coming from that. And those button sales really do allow us to have good quality entertainment as well as take care of some of the other things that just are costs every year.
We are talking with Tad, Dave, and Cassie getting ready for Oktoberfest. It's happening on St. Farrell Island here in Prairie du Chien, October 15th through the 18th.